Now here is your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you had a lovely weekend, and if you ran in the beta breakers, we hope you stayed clear of Leah's house. And we also hope you'll give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation. That's very, very important to us. Please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And I do want to remind you that we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. Also, our email address is mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. And we welcome all your emails. We don't read them during the show, but over the course of the week, so please feel free to email us any old time. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that anywhere in the world, simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And a podcast should be available, since the lovely Debbie is here. Soon after, she will be happy to put that online for you folks at kalw.org. Just to give you a little heads up, we have the very busy Leah for the next 45 minutes. She'll have to leave just a little bit early because she has going to a small soiree in her honor, so she has to leave a little bit early. So please get your calls in for her as quickly as possible.
It's not me. It's me and another person and me.
Oh, you're both celebrating together?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you made it sound like it was all about you.
No, it's all about me and the other person.
Okay, fine.
But
she is one of the honorees anyway. Let's put it that way. So she'll have to leave a few minutes early. So get your Leah questions in as quickly as possible. And so we're going to start with the round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman, the walking wounded, sustained a leg injury when he tripped in his front doorway. But he is here tonight because he believes that while the show need not go on, he must. Were you chasing some kids off your lawn?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. It's just basic klutziness. Leah right. Garchik, who lives near the root of the Beta Breakers, spent a portion of the day screaming at hooligans. Nonetheless, she loved the racers dressed as Pussy Riot.
Living in the relative safety of Alameda, away from the Beta Breakers route, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is used to urinating in his bushes, mostly by the neighborhood dogs.
All right.
Has it
struck anybody that this is like a lunchtime conversation at the retirement home?
I say.
Those darn kids. All right, Jerry, we'll begin with you.
Okay, only two states have anti-gay marriage laws on the books that have never been challenged in court. What are the two remaining holdouts?
Only two? Mm-hmm. Really?
Not challenged. Not that...
Not, I mean, there's no pending lawsuit or anything
right,
like
right,
that.
Right,
I see.
Right.
Okay. Well, kind of a crapshoot.
South Carolina?
Nope.
That's a good guess. I mean, I know places like Oklahoma have had, and Arkansas, and places you would think.
But they've been challenged, probably.
They have. I mean, yeah. They've already been overturned,
yeah, overturned
in a temporary way, at least.
Idaho was recently overturned.
Idaho, too. Yeah. Boy. Okay. How about Georgia?
No.
All right.
Utah?
No.
Yeah, I think Utah has been challenged, too.
No.
Okay. All right. Why don't you read the question once more?
Only two states have anti-gay marriage laws on the books that have never been challenged in court. What are they?
Is this logical kind of answer?
I don't know
or
what
like
logical
would be. Or like a crapshoot kind of thing, like, you know, it just hasn't happened yet.
I don't know. What do you mean? I don't know.
Well, like, you know, you would expect it to happen any day now, but it just
probably
hasn't
will.
Yet.
It yeah. probably will because right. it happens everywhere else. Right. So
okay,
yeah, okay.
And Leah, why don't you go too?
Okay. The date is. I'm going to present this as a dramatic setting.
Okay.
The date is April 21st, 1878, in the firehouse in Chicago. A firefighter is pitching hay down to the horses, okay? The fire bell rang, and the firefighter made it to the fire quickly, What innovation helped that, which still is in use?
The fire pole.
Yeah. Oh, gee. So that much was, work.
That was a logical answer.
That was too easy. Yeah. I'm surprised it was right.
All right. Here's a harder one about an invention, too. This is from Randy Alford's book, by the way, Mad Science. Randy, if you're listening, there's your plug. What invention by Gottlob Biersy of Breslau in 1815 made it possible to play Mozart on the French horn?
Made it possible.
How's that for a cultured question?
Once more, if you don't mind. You don't have to give the name if you don't want to.
What invention by Gottlob Biersy of Breslau in 1815 made it possible to play Mozart on a French horn?
Well, was this something that would be just to do with the French horn, or would it be?
No, it has to do with.
He invented valves.
How about the spit valve?
Valves. No, valves.
All right.
How about that? Two in a row, folks.
Very good.
Oh,
I'm glad I came
in. Okay. What was the. I assume you want me to just keep going
until I use up
all my questions.
Yeah, then
I'll leave it a quarter past.
Until I don't answer one.
What was the first regularly scheduled airline trip?
Where?
What? When? And what?
I know one of the oldest is Colombia, like Panama and Colombia Airlines. Anything to do with Colombia?
No.
All right. No.
When would be like 1910, I would say. 1910.
Roughly that period.
Okay.
Okay.
Read the question once more, if you would.
I'll tell you, it's 1914.
Okay.
Oh, what was the first regularly scheduled airline trip between where and where?
All right. All right. Well, let me do these first, and we'll move along. Take a call. Jacob, the name Jacob, that's one of your kids, isn't it? Yeah. Has been dethroned.
By Noah.
By Noah, yes.
I have that question as well.
Well, that's a...
So much for that.
So much for that, yes. All right, we were moving right along.
Jacob was not, for 14 years, was number one.
Right.
I'm glad it's not anymore. It was unusual when we named him.
You were ahead of the curve, yes.
All right, I'll try again. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Happy Birthday to You, of course, is the most recognized song in English. What is number two? According to the Guinness Book of World Records, Happy Birthday to You by the Hill Sisters is the most recognized song in the English language. What is number two?
White Christmas.
No. It's more of a traditional kind of thing.
Oh. Not the Star-Spangled Banner?
No.
In the English language, though?
Yes, in English.
It's a traditional air.
Right.
Like,
but it's a song.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you sing
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Is it like a folk song, would you say?
It's related to that, certainly.
This land is your land, this land is my land?
No.
Oh, You Are My Sunshine.
No.
Amazing Grace?
No.
Okay.
Once more, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, Happy Birthday to You is the most recognized song in the English language. What is the second most recognized song? All right, I'll do this one more since Leah's here. She has to leave a little early. There are 9 spices that are named in the Bible. I'll give you each 2 guesses. There are 9 different spices that are named someplace in the Bible, and this is takes in the Old and the New Testament.
Salt and pepper.
Strangely enough, pepper is not. Salt is. So, yes, you got salt. Those are your guesses. Leah?
Myrrh and frankincense.
Are those spices? I thought those were...
No, I think they are.
Those aren't spices.
Yeah, they are. I think they are.
Frankincense? No, I don't think so. Those are perfumes or scents or something.
No, I think they're spices. Three kings came bearing spices.
I think you're right.
No, but no.
Please pass some myrrh.
That's not what was on the list anyway. But not myrrh, frankincense. I'll give you another guess. At least they're not considered spices to this person.
Cinnamon?
Yes. Yes, cinnamon. Very good. All right. Once more, according to the Bible research. There are 9 spices that are named in the Bible. This takes in the Old and New Testament. So far we have cinnamon and salt. What
MSG.
Are the others? No MSG. That came much later. And according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the most recognized song in English, anyway, English language is Happy Birthday to You. What is the second most recognized song? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Big Radul in the Carnero.
Hi.
I've got a question. I like to ask a question about the movie Stagecoach.
All right.
If I give you 5 character names, you tell me who portrayed them. Dallas.
Claire Trevor.
The Ringo Kid.
John Wayne.
John Wayne.
Yeah.
Buck.
Buck is Andy Devine.
Okay. Hatfield.
John Carradine.
And Doc Boone.
Thomas Mitchell.
Okay. Now, can you name the people, the portrayers in the remakes in 1966 and 1986?
Oh, boy.
I can do 66. I don't know if I can do 86, because that was a made-for-TV movie. I don't even think I saw that.
You were lucky not to have seen it.
66. Let's see. Hatfield was Mike Connors.
You got it.
Ringo Kidd was... he was a guy who was in a TV Western. I'll think of it. I'm sorry. Doc Boone was Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas. Was that Ann Margaret?
Yes.
Who am I leaving out? I'm sorry. Buck.
Thomas Mitchell.
You don't have no. Buck or the Ringo Kid.
Oh, I can see the actor who played the Ringo Kid. Cord. Was that the last name was Cord?
Alex Cord.
Alex Cord. Good.
And so we got Buck.
Oh, gosh. Can't think of who that is. I'm sorry.
Slim Pickens.
All
of
right.
course.
Yeah. All right.
You should thank your lucky stars you didn't see the 1986 one. I couldn't watch.
That's the one with Johnny Cash. Is it Johnny Cash? And
Johnny Cash played Curly, but...
Chris Christopherson, maybe, too?
Chris Christopherson, 1986.
Right.
Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings.
And Madam, yeah.
Not too many.
No, yeah.
Actors, actually, so.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hi, Linda.
What happened to Garrett?
I don't know. He's probably waiting online.
He's on vacation.
Okay. All right. While I was sitting here, I managed to look up myrrh and frankincense. I was curious where they were spices. And they're both listed as aromatic gum resins. So
all right.
I guess that means not spices.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate
okay.
that.
But I have some questions as well. They have to do with birth and also with presidents. And first question is, what president married a woman who wasn't born in the United States or the colonies?
We've had that question.
Oh, you have.
Was
okay.
that, no, well, I don't know.
Was
that John Quincy Adams?
Yes.
Yeah.
I figured you'd get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
his wife was born in England. So, okay. Also, I wanted to ask you, what president or presidents had a child born in a foreign country? Not necessarily when they were, while they were president.
Are you counting, like, the Confederate States of America as a foreign country?
I didn't even go there.
All right.
That is beyond my imagination.
Is this a fairly modern president?
No.
Ouch. It could be John Adams. I don't know.
John Adams?
Yeah.
Well, you're close. It's John Quincy Adams.
Oh, yeah. Again. All right.
Okay. So do you happen to know what country?
Well, he was in Russia and England and
uh-huh.
so...
In various places.
So
right.
I'll say Russia.
Okay. You're right.
No.
Very good.
All right.
He was had a daughter who was born while he was in Russia.
Right.
And unfortunately, she died within a year and is buried there. So she had the same name as her mother, I believe.
Hmm.
Okay, one more question.
You're getting into Eads territory here.
All right, as long as it's
three questions.
Just one more thing.
All right.
What person who is considered a strong candidate for the presidential race in 2016 was not born in the United States?
Oh, that senator from Texas.
Perry?
No, that's the governor. The Ted Cruz. He was born in Canada.
Excellent.
But he doesn't seem to bother him at all. So.
you're too good for me.
All right. Thanks, Linda.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
In the mid-1950s, there was a car named for a famous movie of the time. What was it?
The mid-1950s. The Ten Commandments. A car named for... So it was the car and the movie were very close together in time.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a Chrysler car.
Not that
helps, probably. But
how long did they make it? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea.
Right. Had you heard of it before?
No.
It was a Chrysler itself, or one of the family of Chrysler cars, like a DeSoto and.
It said Chrysler in the source that I'm using. Yeah.
Okay. Named after a movie.
It was a very streamlined car.
Can you tell us how many words are in the name? Is it one?
One.
Mid-50s. The Chrysler Marty?
Nope.
No. Huh. Did the movie have any connection with cars at all?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I haven't seen the movie, but I know about it. I don't think so.
All right. And it's an American movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Read the question once more, would you?
Okay. In the mid-50s, there was a car named for a famous movie of the time. What was it? It's a Chrysler car.
All right. And the number to join us here is area code 415-841-4134. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and the number is 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Mike. Am I on?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, I'm taking a guess on the song. I'm guessing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
That's a good guess, but no.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
How about for Jaka?
No, it's a song that's in English.
Okay. Not auld lang syne.
It is not auld lang syne, no. Mm-mm. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, who was the first U.S. president to visit California? And thank you, Rahama, for this question.
May I ask if this while in office or
yeah.
not in office?
Grant.
No.
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And who were the two California senators at the time?
Oh, it was Leland Stanford one?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be the other one? I don't know. Mark Hopkins?
No.
Harry Fairmont.
There was a man named Mark Hopkins.
I know that. We all know that. Huntington.
No, yeah, it could be.
Okay.
Is it a pretty well-known name?
No.
No? All right. And we have a couple of lines open at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134.
There is something in San Francisco named after him, though.
Something fairly prominent?
Well, I don't know if you know what it's...
All right. Okay. And... all right, I was looking at state tourism slogans the other night, and I'm going to give you... Now, these aren't necessarily the ones that are on the license plate. These are just strictly for the state tourist board. Occasionally, it's the same, but mostly not. So I'll give you a few of these, and you tell me what state they're connected with. All right, these are state tourism slogans for different states in the U.S. It's like a whole other country. The heart of it all. Wide open. It's good being first.
First?
Yes. Find yourself here. And full of surprises. So once more, these are state tourism slogans. Tell me the state that they are connected with. It's like a whole other country, the heart of it all, wide open. It's good being first. Find yourself here.
Oh, they're so general.
It's good being first. Would that be Virginia?
No. You're on the right. I have a feeling you're on the right track, though. I mean, it has something to do with being first, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Pennsylvania?
No, not Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
I mean, some of these have to do with geography and history, so.
Wide open. How about Montana?
No, you're in the general neighborhood.
Wyoming?
No.
Okay.
So what's more, it's like a whole other country, the heart of it all, wide open. It's good being first, and find yourself here.
Or did I have of surprises.
Full of surprises. I'm sorry, yes. Thank you.
Was the whole other country, would that be Louisiana? Because I think of New Orleans as being so European.
No.
Okay.
Full of surprises, Nevada?
No.
The heart of it all. Oh, that would have to be like Kansas.
You're on the right track. You got the logic.
Nebraska,
the logic,
yeah,
is good, but no, not no, Kansas, okay, or Nebraska.
Okay.
Missouri.
No.
Okay, I'm finished.
All right.
Me too.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is Greg calling from Manhattan.
Oh, hi, Greg.
Wow, Manhattan.
Yeah, didn't I drop you off at the airport this morning?
I have some answers for you. The state slogans you just read, in the heart of it all is my home state, Ohio.
Yes.
And then it's like a whole other country. That's Texas.
Yes.
Oh,
very
good. Yeah, that's good.
And then I'll just do one more of those. It's good to be first. Well, that has to be Delaware.
Right. Very good.
Right. Okay.
Greg, you have nothing better to do in New York.
Songs
than...
in the English language.
What?
Wait a minute now. No. All right. Once more. So, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, "Happy Birthday to You" is the most recognized song in English. What is the second most recognized song?
Is it "White Christmas"?
It is not "White Christmas."
Is it "Silent Night"?
No.
Okay, I thought it might be a Christmas song. And then spice is mentioned in the Bible. I know saffron is mentioned.
No.
I think he's right, yeah.
It's not mentioned, no.
I think so.
No. Mm-mm. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
He has nothing better to do in New York than listen to our show.
Oh, he's probably tired.
Okay. Well, it's late there.
Yeah. Yeah. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Leah, it was the first airline route regularly scheduled from Detroit to Cleveland?
No. Nope.
I have read such.
Yeah.
And for the well-known song, is that London Bridge is Falling Down?
It is not.
Okay. Well, I don't have a question for you tonight, but I do have a challenge.
All right.
Last week, the question came up about car models named after Shakespearean characters.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you all came up with some pretty euphonious ones, like the Mercury Miranda or the Porsche Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
My challenge to you is to come up with the most unlikely name, and I'll give you a couple. How about the Plymouth Polonius, the Ford Falstaff, or the Honda Hamlet? Have fun with it, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you.
Well, how about the Chrysler Gertrude?
The Hummer Rosalind. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us here, please give us a call at area code 415-841-4134. Again, 415-841-4134. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And a special thanks to everybody who contributed to the public radio party, our pledge drive, and who also enjoys the show and contributed in its name. And we appreciate that very much. Molly called from driving her car, not dangerously, I hope, and she suggested Jingle Bells. That's the song, most recognized song, and is not Jingle Bells, no. And Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. In 1700, there were 6 legal ways of executing a prisoner. All remain intact today except one. What was that?
What do you mean all remain intact? There are some states that... Is this in the United
States? Or countries? Can this be all like
five
all
out of the
world?
Six still exist.
Okay. Somewhere in the world?
Somewhere in the United States.
In the United States?
In the United States?
Oh, maybe that's maybe it isn't the United States. Well...
I don't think we have beheadings in the United States anymore, do we?
I assumed it was the United States, but, well, maybe not.
I think you should just say the world.
Okay, let's say the world.
Just to be on the safe side.
But at least four of these I know are still... extent. Okay, one, I don't think. Okay, go ahead. So,
is beheading one?
No.
Drawn and quartered?
Drawn and quartered is one.
No.
That,
I think North Dakota stopped doing that.
They do it in eighths instead.
Okay.
What about that dunking business? Where if you drown, you did it.
Yeah. Oh, you weren't
trial.
A witch, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they do
okay.
still waterboard.
Well, then, being shot to death like a firing squad.
That's one that
all
still
right.
exists.
Okay.
Maybe if we go through the ones that exist, we'll...
Yeah.
So you want the one that they don't do anymore
okay.
someplace.
Yeah, let me just give you the ones that are still...
Okay.
All right, okay.
Hanging, firing squad.
Oh, that's a good time. Yeah.
Firing squad, electrocution, gas chamber, and injection. So there's one more that is no longer used. I think it is. Don't they have firing squads?
Well, you give the people what they want,
walking
you always get a
plank.
Crowd.
No.
Walking the plank. So the one they don't do anymore, I would have thought drawn and quartered, but
yeah.
something like that. The Iron Maiden.
Auto da fe.
Huh. All right.
I never heard of this.
Oh, you've never heard of it?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Burn at the... No, it's obviously not burning at the stake.
It's burning.
Burning?
Oh. I don't know about the stake, but it's burning.
Well, how come they don't do that in some of the more progressive states?
Yeah.
It's foolproof. Everybody's got a Bic on hand.
What?
A Bic. It's a big crowd pleaser, I'm sure. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh, first-time listener, first-time caller. I think I know the answer to the second most well-known song in the English language.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it Hot Cross Buns?
It is not Hot Cross Buns. But it is something traditional like that, so you're in the right ballpark anyway.
Okay, yeah, I thought it was Hot Cross Buns. Okay, well, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you.
How about Old McDonald's Farm?
I've never heard of Hot Cross Buns.
Oh, everybody took piano lessons.
Hi Ho the Dario?
No. Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah, you did take... That was part of your like,
it was
early
the first
piano.
First song
I've
you learned
never heard
on
of
the
it.
Piano.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
It's not exactly the... You know, it was never revived by... The Beatles did a cover of it.
Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to give you the ingredients of a drink, and I want you to tell me what drink it is and how it's relevant to today's news, to the news of this past couple of weeks, let's
say.
Okay?
Right.
Vodka, Saint Germain, I don't know what that is. I guess it's a liqueur.
Yeah.
Pineapple juice, lime juice, orange juice, and an orange slice for garnish.
Once more, please.
Okay, this is a drink that's relevant to the news of the past couple of weeks. And I want you to tell me what the name of the drink is and why it's relevant. Vodka, Saint-Germain, pineapple juice, lime juice, orange juice, and an orange slice.
Vodka and pineapple juice and... Gosh, I don't drink. I don't know anything about that stuff.
You mean it's part of the story or you identify it with...
It's been in the news for the past, in the past
this specific
weeks.
Drink?
Yeah.
Really?
Gee.
Been in the news. All right.
Don't know.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Roy in San Francisco.
Hi, Roy.
The song, recognizable song, is it For He's a Jolly Good Fellow?
It is For He's a Jolly Good Fellow, yes. Very good. Good job.
Thank you.
Bye. So, yes, the two most recognizable songs in English are Happy Birthday to You and For He's a Jolly Good Fellow. Very good. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hey, Kevin. Oh, that's right. You're going to call back this week. Very good. Okay.
All right. So here's your question.
All right.
You wouldn't have been able to go on Broadway and choose to see Philadelphia, Here I Come, Cabaret, and the Star-Spangled Banner all at the same time. But if you'd watched this old comedy show, you might have thought that you could.
Once more.
Could you repeat that, Dana? Or
no.
Okay.
Once more, Kevin.
If you were going to go see a Broadway show, you would have never been able to choose to go see on the same night either Philadelphia, Here I Come, Cabaret, or the Star-Spangled Girl. But if you'd watched this old comedy show, you might have thought that it was possible.
Wow.
Hmm.
I don't get another connection.
So was the comedy show, was it a situation comedy?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And it took place in New York?
Yes.
Like Car 54, Where Are You?
A little bit later. I mean, you have to kind of figure out the year here.
Right. So, Jerry's...
I don't know.
More clues. You also wouldn't be able to go see Rock Hudson in Seconds or Dead Heat on a Merry Girl.
All right. So that's like 66, 67 then.
I think later than that.
Well, Seconds is...
Star Spangled Girl was the 70s, I think.
Seconds is like 65 or 66.
Okay, all right. I just have no idea. Sorry.
But you would
it's
see...
because this. Philadelphia, Here I Come closed before any of the other ones opened.
Right. Gosh. So... was the show something about a connection with the theater?
Only tangentially.
Oh, okay.
So think about it. What would you be seeing each week?
Did they have excerpts from all these shows on the Ed Sullivan Show?
Think about the credits, like the keys in the credits.
Keys.
What TV show would have made it seem that you could see all these in the credits?
It had nothing to do with the Ed Sullivan Show.
No, it didn't. No.
The credits. Well, Brian Friel is Philadelphia Here I Come, but Cabaret is...
I'll just give it to you. It's taking too much time, eh? I'll just give it to you guys.
Go ahead. Yeah? All right.
It's That Girl.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that took place in New York, and then she was an aspiring actress.
Right. And opening credits each week, she's spinning around looking at all the things she can do.
All right. I see. Okay. Right. Ooh, that was tough.
Yeah. You didn't happen to see that show of That Girl.
Well, I mean, it's not too late for you, Jerry. It's something from the 90s.
No, it's not too late. It's just very, very obscure. But
I bet on YouTube you could probably see that little opening bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You have a good night now.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye. And let's see. Whose turn is it? I forgot. Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Jews have bar mitzvahs and Catholics have communions, and the Navajo people throw a party when a baby does something for the first time. What is it?
Throws up.
A baby. A baby? I mean, a real, like, literal baby?
Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. And this is
also, baby.
Thank you, Randy Alford, for this. Yeah.
Baby.
When it...
Is it anything to do with killing an animal or riding a horse?
No.
Younger than that, I think. When it takes its first step?
Nope.
Hmm. But when the child is a baby...
Mm-hmm.
How many things can a baby... Let's see.
Well, it depends what you mean by baby.
Yeah. Huh. Can you give us like an age?
In the first, like, 3 years you're talking about?
Oh, definitely in the first three years.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
In the first year.
First year, okay.
All right. Would you repeat the question there?
Jewish people throw bar mitzvahs to celebrate coming of age. Catholics have communion. The Navajo throw a party when a baby does something for the first time. What is it?
Hmm.
Says mama.
Baby.
I don't know.
Huh. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David Price-Weldy in San Francisco.
Hi, David.
For Leah's question, is it for the Navajo, is it urination?
No.
Okay. And then for Dana's question on Bible
Spices?
Spices, would there be sage, thyme, or rosemary in there?
No.
Okay.
Really?
Those are herbs, I believe.
Well, that's true. For Jerry's question about a 50s movie and a car, would it be a Dodge Durango?
No, that's a good guess, though. Was that a movie, Dana? Durango? I think it was.
Yeah, it was. There was a movie called Durango.
Was it in the 50s?
Yeah. I think it, well, 50s or 60s.
It's worth a bell, even though it's not my answer.
All right. Yeah.
And then my last question is, within 20, how many military bases does the U.S. have in other countries?
Not as many as we used to. Let's see.
350.
No, I think it's that high. I'll say 75.
It's higher. It's 130.
Oh, all right.
We have over 130 countries in which the U.S. has military bases.
Oh.
All right. Thanks for a great show.
Oh, thanks, David. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Oh, great. This is Robert in Berkeley, and in honor of the most recent monster movie that's come out, I think it's number 32 in the Godzilla series, maybe 33, I can't remember. Anyway, I wonder if you know the two animals that in Japanese, the words for those animals in Japanese were combined to make the name for the familiar monster Godzilla, although in Japanese it's pronounced more or less Godzilla. So any guess on two likely animals that you'd combine to come up with that name?
Are the animals that we know, are the words, are they Japanese words or are they anglicized words?
They are Japanese words. I'll give you a hint that one of them you would, if you knew what the word was in reference to, you would say, "Oh, yeah, that makes sense."
Like the Komodo dragon or something like that.
And they're animals that any school child knows.
Oh, but not the Komodo dragon.
No.
A lizard.
Surprisingly, neither is a lizard.
Gorilla.
In fact, both are mammals.
Oh.
Gorilla's good, yeah.
Gorilla?
Gorilla is correct. Okay. In Japanese, it's gorira. So that gives you the ending.
Beginning and ending, yeah. And
there's another animal that you would never guess, but here's another hint. Where does Godzilla usually emerge from?
The ocean.
Yeah, so that's a hint.
So you said it was a mammal, so is it a whale?
That's right, yes.
All right, thank you, Debbie.
The word for whale is, kujira. So gorira and kujira gives you Godzilla.
Oh.
So there you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And knows his Japanese.
All right, let me ask a quick question here. All right. What is the most popular boy's name in the world?
Board name?
Boy's name.
Oh, boy's name.
In the world.
In the world.
Michael.
No. What is the most popular boy's name in the world?
Oh, it wouldn't be an English name, I guess, obviously.
It's something you've heard of.
Yo-yo.
No.
I don't know. I'm trying to guess the Chinese.
Wing.
Was it?
Wing.
No. Mm-mm. It is a non-English name. I'll give you
Wong.
That. No. What is the most popular boy's name in the world for at least as of 2013?
Yan. N-Y-A-N.
No. Mm-mm. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Eid. How are you?
Good.
Can I take a guess at the name?
Yes.
About Muhammad.
Muhammad is correct.
Excellent. Of course. Of course.
All right.
By the way, that's my first name. Everyone knows as Eid. That's
oh,
his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so great. Yeah, great, great. It's a good name. What it means the one who is, you know, going to do well or well-mannered. This is what Muhammad means.
Ah.
It's just Arabic word.
Well, you've made good on
more
that.
Fitting.
Yeah. But I have really some kind of very quote from a very good American figure. He said, which fits today's condition perfectly. He said, politicians and diapers must be changed often. And for the same reason.
What, in the Bible?
No, it's not in the Bible.
Politicians and diapers must be changed.
Oh, diapers.
For the same reason.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, that's good. This is a living person?
No. That's
Mencken?
In the 19th century.
Ambrose Bierce?
No.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Really is good. It is really good.
Mark Twain.
I covered that a couple of days ago.
Mark Twain.
Yes.
That sounds
very
like
good.
Him.
Very All good, right. Very good, Mark Twain. Okay, who started the Sierra Club?
Oh, Sierra Club.
Yeah.
Brower, David Brower?
Sierra Club.
John Muir.
No.
Oh, yeah, it was John Muir.
No.
No.
It wasn't John Muir.
No, it wasn't John.
Theodore Roosevelt.
No.
No, we don't know.
Yeah, the same. Mark Twain.
Mark, oh, really?
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
John Muir is the one that's always credited.
No, it was before him. It was
Mark Twain.
And then, then Twain took
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out. Yeah. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Ian.
Okay.
All right, Leah, since you have to leave, I'll let you clean up whatever you...
Do you want me to clean it up? Because I've got it all in writing. It's
oh, do
great.
You?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why don't you... Okay, before you leave, repeat any questions that you have out there, just so people will know.
Okay, the first regularly scheduled airline flight... the list of ingredients are vodka, Saint-Germain, pineapple juice, lime juice, and orange slices. What drink? And why was it in the news in the past 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
The second senator, in addition to Leland Stanford, who was California senator when Rutherford Hayes came to California,
mm-hmm.
and the Navajo throw a party when what happens?
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right.
Now get out of here.
enjoy the day. Have a good time. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, please.
Okay, quickly, I just watched an old film, and surprisingly, they're early Kazans. They're both playing now on the air.
Right.
One of them... surprised me. It's a message picture, but before East of Eden and on the waterfront, etc. Can you name something in the late 40s?
Is it Gentleman's Agreement?
That's one of them.
Yes. And Pinky.
That's the other one.
Right.
Now, this is an interesting person in there that I don't know what happened to. Whatever happened to John Garfield?
He died.
He had a heart attack and died in 51.
Pretty young,
I think.
Yeah,
52.
Yeah. I miss him.
Oh.
Just teasing. Enjoy you guys a lot.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
All right. I think I have the answer to the second most popular song in the English language.
Well, go ahead.
Did that already get answered?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's Mary Had a Little Lamb.
No, somebody called in a little bit ahead of you, and the correct answer is For He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the Riddle song. That wasn't it, but a lot of old songs.
I know. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to call in, feel free to do that. We have a couple of lines open right now. Area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, since this appears to be Barbara Walters week, what person appeared most often on Barbara Walters' annual list of 100 most fascinating people?
The 100 most fascinating people? I thought it was like the 10 most fascinating people.
Maybe it was 10.
Yeah, take off one of those zeros.
Okay.
All right.
10, that makes more sense. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me how many times?
I don't know.
You don't know that? Okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, 10. Why did I tell? Okay. give you one guess because the caller's wrong.
Fascinating people, yeah. Sean Connery.
No.
All right.
John Connery?
Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery.
Yeah.
No, no.
All right.
Okay, no.
Quickly repeat that question.
What person appeared most often on Barbara Walters' annual list of the 10 most fascinating people?
Okay. Is this person still around, by the way? Can you
tell me?
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi. I was calling with an answer for the reason the Navajos throw a party.
Okay, go ahead.
It's when the baby has his first laugh.
I'm looking
like that.
Right
I hope
now.
Right.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
That's great. I love that.
When the baby laughs. Yes, that's Leah's question. Very good.
And then my husband wanted to tell you that the worst car name might be a Hugo Yago.
Oh, very
oh,
good.
Yeah, Hugo.
Yeah,
very
Hugo
good.
Yago. Very,
very
good.
Good.
Good job.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on my. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Brooklyn.
Hi, Thomas.
I'm not expecting any bells, but I want to play.
All right.
For the spices, is clove one of them?
No.
Barbara Walters liked to talk to Studs Terkel?
No.
And how about Wide Open as a state theme, Florida?
No.
Not one bell. But it was great being in touch with you.
Oh, thank you, Thomas.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wide Open should be either Chicago or... Or Newark.
It occurs to me that we didn't repeat any of the questions at the halftime.
No,
so,
we didn't.
We should quickly do that. You go ahead, Jerry.
Okay, in the mid-50s, there was a car named for a famous movie of the time. What was it? It was the Chrysler car. Only two states have anti-gay marriage laws on the books that have never been challenged in court. What are the two remaining holdouts? And what person appeared most often on Barbara Walters' annual list of the 10 most fascinating people?
All right. I have some state tourism slogans from various U.S. states. Can you match them up with the correct state, if you would? Wide open, find yourself here, and full of surprises. Wide open, find yourself here, and full of surprises. What states are those? I have 9 spices that are mentioned in the Bible. This takes in the Old and the New Testament. So far, we have cinnamon and salt. And Leah has a couple of questions out. She had to leave, but she left me with the answers here. The first regularly scheduled airline flight went between what two cities? Let's see. She didn't leave me the ingredients of the drink, but there's an alcoholic drink that she has mentioned. And who was the senator along with Leland Stanford when Rutherford B. Hayes came to California? Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Gone.
Gone? Okay, sorry about that. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Poppy in San Francisco.
Hi, Poppy.
Hi. I'm calling about Leah's drink question.
Yes.
It is the Preakness, the drink of the Pimlico.
Oh.
You're right. It's the official
second leg of the Triple Crown that got won yesterday by California Chrome.
Great.
Very good. Do you know the name of it?
She had the Brown Eyed Susan.
Yeah, very
brown
good.
Or black. I can't remember.
Black Eyed Susan.
Yeah.
Good
so
job.
That's the name of the drink. Yeah.
Black Eyed Susan. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. A couple things for Barbara Walters. That question is Kissinger on there?
No.
Clinton.
Mm. Who?
Clinton.
Bill Clinton.
No.
Okay. That's all I have.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye bye. And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, we have a few minutes left in the show. It's area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. All right. Here's Jerry, something for you. Well, sort of something for you. This actress, this very famous actress, was the first woman to ever be on the cover of Time magazine. And I will say that she was much more of a stage actress. I think she might have made a couple of silent films, but much more of a stage actress.
Hmm.
This very famous actress, you know, in terms of the early 20th century, was the first woman to be on the cover of Time magazine.
Eleanor Tisa.
Yes, very good. Very good. Very good. Okay. What state leads the leads this country in births per woman? In other words, the amount of births per woman. What state leads the U.S. in births per woman?
Mississippi.
No.
Okay.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Sandra in West Portal.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, I have a guess about the car movie connection.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is really a guess. La Femme?
La Femme?
Yes.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Thanks
good,
very much.
Good
Thanks,
guess.
Sandra.
Good guess.
You said it was one word, right?
Yeah.
Can you tell us anybody was in the movie?
Well, no, the star would give it away, so that's the only one I know. Very famous female actress.
Is it Marilyn Monroe?
No.
Very famous female actress. Very famous.
Very famous, sexy female actress.
But it's an American movie.
Yes, for the third time,
well,
yes.
Well, I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sexy female actress, all right.
You usually know movies by years, so I'm surprised you didn't.
No, it's not Marilyn Monroe, you said, so. No. Not Jane Mansfield?
No. The Jane? No. Mm. No.
Well, the Mansfield, that wouldn't be a bad name.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, I'm surprised nobody got this right off. Find yourself here. That's here, California.
That's right. That's California.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wide open, North Dakota has something like that. I don't know if that's it. Or
it's a western state, but it's not North Dakota.
Okay. And on the biblical spices, I was busy for a while. I don't know what you've gotten so far. But
So far we have cinnamon and salt.
Oh. Well, mustard, certainly.
Yes.
I was going to say that. Yeah.
And then you have to think of Middle Eastern cumin, coriander.
No cumin, coriander, yes.
Coriander. And the perennial garlic?
Yes.
Okay.
There's your bell.
So how many left?
One, two, three, four.
All right. How about anise?
Yes. Very good.
Got time for a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometime, I could have asked this later in the year, but sometime between August 29th and September 1st, 1914, so almost 100 years ago, a creature named Martha died at the Cincinnati Zoo. Who was Martha?
Was Martha the last of her kind?
Yes.
A carrier pigeon?
Not quite.
It was a bird, though, huh?
I think you have it right. You just have the wrong name.
It's not a carrier pigeon.
Passenger pigeon.
Passenger pigeon?
Passenger pigeon.
All right.
Oh, I didn't think they were extinct.
Thank you.
Sure.
I thought they made a revival. Anyway.
Nope. They haven't risen from the dead. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
I am?
You are.
Oh, okay. This is John in San Francisco.
Hi, John.
I was wondering about the Barbara Walters list. Would Oprah Winfrey be on that list?
Not the number one. Not on it the most times.
Oh, okay. This that was my one guess.
Okay.
Well, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, the guy just guessed my Barbara Walters guess was going to be Oprah Winfrey, but for Wide Open, is it Wyoming?
It is not Wyoming. Everybody's kind of dancing around it. It's a western state, definitely.
Yeah. And for spices, paprika?
Not paprika.
Darn. And then I had one more on the regularly scheduled airline flight. Was it New York to Philadelphia?
It is not New York to Philadelphia.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call.
Kitty Hawk to Raleigh.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I wonder if the Navajo baby's first party is when she laughs or smiles for the first time.
You're right.
When
the baby laughs.
And then I think I have a correction for the caller. He probably just spoke, but people my age know that That Girl, starring Marlo Thomas, was, I believe, in the late 60s, not in the 90s, as he said.
Oh, I don't think he said the 90s, did he?
No, he didn't say the 90s.
No, he said the 60s because of the show, the Broadway shows that he mentioned, but yeah.
Well, in case there are any younger callers, I want people in their 20s and 30s to watch these things so they will understand my references at dinner parties.
All right, good. that's a very valid point.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
On spices, we have cardamom.
Not cardamom.
Turmeric?
No.
On states, we have South Dakota.
Four.
Wide open.
Wide open, not South Dakota. It's a western state, though.
Idaho?
No, go south.
Jeez, Idaho, Nevada.
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
I knew it was good for something.
Yeah.
Made my day. Bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. All right. Let's clean up here.
All right. Well, the car, there was a name for a famous movie.
Right, give me the person in the movie. Hmm? Give me the person in the movie.
Oh, yeah. Rita Hayworth.
The Gilda?
Gilda.
Oh, okay.
Gilda. The Chrysler.
Well, that's a 40s movie. Gilda's a 40s movie.
Well, they said 50s. Yeah. Okay. Oh, maybe the movie was the 40s, but the car was the 50s.
Okay. Right.
The Chrysler Gilda. Okay. The two states with anti-gay marriage laws, the only two that have not been challenged in court, are North Dakota, which has been mentioned in other contexts tonight, and Montana. And the person who appeared most often on Barbara Walters' annual list of the 10 most fascinating people are, not surprisingly, Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. All right. The state that leads the nation in births per woman, Utah.
Oh,
2.5.
Of course.
So hopefully you're not that 0.5. And the state tourism slogans, it's like a whole other country. Texas, the heart of it all, Ohio, wide open, Nevada. It's good being first, Delaware. Find yourself here, California. Full of surprises, Connecticut. That's the one that nobody got. And I think that's it. Yes, Leah's questions. I'm sorry. Senator William Sharon was the other senator, along with Leland Stanford, when Rutherford Hayes came to California. And the first scheduled airline flight was between St. Petersburg and Tampa, Florida. St. Petersburg and Tampa, Florida. If we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman and, of course, Leah Garjik from the San Francisco Chronicle. I had to leave a few minutes early. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our great thanks to Debbie Kennedy and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And, of course, our thanks to you for taking the time to listen to us tonight and call in. We appreciate that very much. Thanks to all of you who help support KALW. And have a great weekend, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.